Thank you again for joining us here at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 21, and this one is entitled Whole and Healed. I have been led to commune with the Holy Spirit and felt the urge to read the story of Joseph, who has always been one of my favorite characters, and the Spirit granted my request. My spirit is complete as I examined all of Joseph's circumstances, the many trials and tribulations, and how the Lord was with him. When Joseph was younger, his father kept him near to himself. His brothers must have felt as if they were unloved at times. As they worked in the fields, Joseph would be sent out to, quote unquote, spy on them by his father, to be sure that they were where they should be, tending to the tasks that they were sent to execute. From what is written, they lacked character in their youth and as young men, so they were not trustworthy of their father. Seemingly, Joseph was a goody two-shoes, who never withheld from their father Israel when they were doing wrong. The Lord started to reveal himself to Joseph in dreams. Being immature, he felt it necessary to brag of these dreams to his brothers, and because they knew that their father favored him, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. After reading all the turmoil of the relationships surrounding Leah and Rachel, Jacob's or Israel's wives, and Zilpah and Bilhah, their respective handmaids, it is no wonder that the vicious cycle of bitterness, jealousy, envy, and hate had been passed on to their children. There are so many lessons in this. What is conspicuous is that even though all but one seemed to have no guilt when they threw Joseph in the well, they carried the culpability of watching their father mourn for years. They watched him in his grief and had to bear the traumatic consequences of their direct involvement. Out of this, they changed. They were somewhat repentant, and it evolved into contrition. Regardless of their actions, they loved their father Israel. The after effect for Joseph? He spent many years in prison, but in everything that he did, God was with him. It is vividly clear that these conditions humbled him and intensified his spiritual maturity. Joseph was highly esteemed when he was given a position. There was never any doubt that he was qualified and trusted to complete his assignments. Excelling in all that he did, he never worried about anyone looking over his shoulder. What is significant to me is that his masters were not intimidated by him. This is very rare today, especially when you are favored of God. But they welcomed his anointing, having enough wisdom to know that with his presence, God's blessings would ultimately be bestowed upon them also. Joseph was diligent, doing all his manner of works before God. This leads to two essential points. When he revealed himself to his brothers, he knew and was content that no situation or circumstance is happenstance with God. There was a broader perspective. Joseph had no ill feelings towards his brothers, giving him the ability to embrace them, kiss them, and speak kindly to them from a genuine place. When Pharaoh became aware, he was truly happy for Joseph and agreed that his entire family should come up and that they should enjoy the riches of the land. This demonstrated his love for Joseph and that his happiness was important to him also. And this was during the time that they had to bring the family up from the drought. Many of the characters had showed the epitome of having become healthy, healed, and whole. The Holy Spirit reaffirmed the importance of not just coming through the predicament, but how you handle yourself while you're in that place. Lastly, after Pharaoh made careful provisions for them to come, they were told that they could leave everything behind. Do not be concerned with your goods, for the best of the land of Egypt is yours. Genesis 45:20, the Amplified Version. This speaks volumes in itself, showing the graciousness of our Heavenly Father. Thank you again for joining us at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Be sure to keep tuning in to future episodes. You can also go back and look at or listen to the past episodes. We thank you very much and ask that you be blessed in your life according to God's will for your life. Thank you.